Bachelor Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Good afternoon, everybody. Pensacola Right Now, 92.3. Having a great Friday afternoon. Austin Price, Chris Bryant in with you today. If you're just leaving the office, well, welcome. Thank you for allowing us to take that ride home with you, with us and with you today. Marcus Bishop, SEC's Assistant Director of Competition, is joining us this afternoon. Marcus, how are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for having me.
We are so excited and have been excited for the past 3 years here. Of course, the best of the SEC women's soccer returning to Pensacola. 12 nationally ranked soccer teams competing for that conference title. You kick it off on Sunday, going through the 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. I was looking at the list and the teams and how things are going to fare out here. Now, you're in the competition division of SEC, how do you put something like this together?
Well, it definitely takes a lot of help and effort from a lot of different parts and people and groups. Obviously, here in Pensacola, the folks at Pensacola Sports and the folks at Escambia County Parks and Recreation are major parts of what we do to get the facility together, get volunteers, get people in the stands, and just get the word out about this event and what it can mean for the community, and bring all of our teams down to Pensacola and be a part of the community and enjoy the experience here. So definitely takes a collaborative effort from a lot of different people, but it's a great group to be a part of and work with.
Marcus, it's so impressive, and I was speaking with Ray Palmer, of course, the president, CEO of Pensacola Sports the other day. We were talking about the event. You know, there's nothing quite like seeing all of those university buses pull into Ashton-Brosnahan. What an impressive sight that is.
Absolutely. You know, the folks down here have really made a commitment to provide a first-rate facility for our student-athletes. We have practices starting tomorrow morning here at the park, and from the game field to the international field, which we use for practices, to field six, which is just for warm-ups, the pitch is just immaculate. They've really invested a lot of time and effort into making sure that we have the top quality needed for our student-athletes.
Boy, I tell you, you're kicking off Sunday with a pretty darn good lineup. The first game is that Georgia-Texas A&M game. They kick that off about 11:30 Sunday morning. And then the second match is the Auburn-LSU matchup. Goes about 2. And then Kentucky takes on Tennessee around 4:30. And the big evening event is the Alabama-Vanderbilt game. Getting a lot of response from Bama fans on this one.
Yeah, we have a great lineup, and I think what's so wonderful about our institutions is that when they're competing on the pitch, it's extremely competitive. Regardless of the seeding, you know you're going to see a competitive match between all of our teams. If you just look back at the scores from this past season during the regular season, like, we had a lot of competitive matches, a lot of draws there. So anyone who's coming out to Ashton-Brosnahan this week, you can expect a very competitive match between two teams as you watch our games.
You know, we love to kind of position this and frame this event around the future of women's soccer. In other words, we're inviting a lot of the young soccer players in our community who might be playing on a high school level and to go out and check out this tournament, because they're going to see the best of the best of women's soccer players out there on the field, aren't they?
Absolutely. You know, we have 12 teams in the top 50 of the NCAA Division I RPI. There are a lot of student athletes that young players can model themselves after out here on the pitch that they'll be able to see throughout the week. So you're going to see some great soccer and a lot of potential role models for you to aspire to play like and be like, not just as players, but as people as well. So it's a really great opportunity to see a lot of great soccer and just see a lot of great student athletes. To great people as well.
Yeah, just as a perfect example, the Sunday game, the Kentucky-Tennessee, you're going to see the SEC soccer player of the week, Kentucky's McCalla Woods, in action on that game. And then Mississippi State plays actually on Tuesday, the winner of that Kentucky-Tennessee matchup. So you're going to see, because Maddie Anderson, been following her, and also Kennedy Husbands from Mississippi State, those are some pretty darn good soccer players.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, our players, they, if you just look at the stats, like, wow. When I talk about competitive, it's probably an understatement, but we have a lot of great players to watch across all 12 of our teams in this tournament, and even some of our teams that didn't make the tournament this year. There are just some great athletic players that really make a difference for their team, and we're really excited to see what they bring to the pitch here in Pensacola.
I know it's a real concerted effort, teamwork between Pensacola Sports, SEC, and as you said, Escambia County, putting this thing together. How far out do you actually start laying down the blueprint for this year's event? How many months out do you start getting into this?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I would say I'm in constant conversation with our teammates and friends at Pensacola Sports in Escambia County. As soon as we finish the event going into the next year, we typically start to share feedback as we wrap up at the end of the tournament and try to get together for a meeting as soon as the new year starts. So around January, and then we're talking back and forth, sharing updates, sharing ideas, just, you know, staying in touch. And then I would say around the end of the summer is when we really start to hit the ground hard with kind of making sure everything is up to speed, seeing what changes we can make, going ahead and putting our plans into action. But, you know, as soon as that tournament's over, we're really sharing feedback right in the moment. We're getting into it in January to kind of formalize what we saw, what needs to change. And then once we get into the end of the summer, that's when we really start laying the official groundwork for that year.
Hey, Marcus, what do the ladies think? And I say the ladies, the different team, individual players. What do they think about playing in Pensacola? What kind of feedback are you getting from the players?
Oh, they love it. I talk with their coaches all the time about just the experience they have in Pensacola and how welcomed the team, student-athletes, coaches, trainers, managers, how they all feel coming into this community. You see banners everywhere. I drove by the Pensacola Bay Center, and you see a sign on the board that says, welcome SEC teams, and have all their logos. You see things around Pensacola Beach. I just feel that they really enjoy the welcoming atmosphere that they feel when they come into this community. And then, obviously, being at the beach does not hurt. I feel that they enjoy it. They put a lot of miles in their body going through not only an SEC regular season, but just a Division I women's soccer season. And so having that additional treat and this backdrop to experience as we try to compete for an SEC tournament championship is just wonderful to them. So I've had nothing but positive feedback from the student-athletes and the coaches as well.
I love to hear that. Marcus, welcome to Pensacola. Thanks for bringing this amazing women's soccer tournament to our area. And we will see you on Sunday.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you again for having me.
You got it. Marcus Bishop, SEC's Assistant Director of Competition for the upcoming SEC Women's Soccer Tournament here in Pensacola, kicking it off Sunday through the 10th over at Ashton-Brosnahan. Get those tickets. They're available now, pensacolasports.org. And it's going to be one heck of a week. Just kind of sit back, buckle up, and hold on for the ride.
Absolutely. 520 on the nose here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather for you, or at least as quick as I can make it. We still got a lot of issues with some air show traffic, but also we will get some local headlines swirling around here, including an ordinance in this in Escambia County regarding the legality of camping on public property. Details on all that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Florida's First is home to thousands of veterans and active duty military. So why don't we have a VA surgical center here? It's unacceptable. I'm Gay Valamont, and while Matt Gaetz talks a big game about supporting the military, he's lost two squadrons and failed to secure the care our veterans need. Our service members deserve action. I'll fight to secure funding and ensure they have access to the benefits they've earned. On November the 5th, vote for me, Gay Valamont, and let's get our veterans the care they deserve.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
This weekend is when daylight savings time ends, so be sure to set your clock back 1 hour so you don't miss church this Sunday. The idea of daylight savings is simply to enjoy the daylight wisely. Jesus said in John 9:4, and I quote, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. Night cometh when no man can work," end quote. Jesus then explained that he is the light of the world. And as we watch our world getting darker and darker, remember that the sinless Son of God remains the bright, shining light, offering redemption to the world. Interestingly, in Matthew 5:16, Christians are called to let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So make sure to fall back this weekend and be on time as you gather with your local church this Sunday.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
This is Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House. I've served our country in the Army, served our community as an involved parent in our schools, and now as your state representative. All of these roles I've done because of my faith in our Lord and the following words, be a servant to others. I do find it rewarding working side by side with many area and state leaders and getting things accomplished for us. That's why I'm asking for you to vote Michelle Salzman so I can continue to serve you. Paid by Michelle Salzman, Republican for Florida House.
Warning, Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children aren't harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated, and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
I'm Carissa Burgosh, running for school board, District 4, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Carissa Burgosh.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on today. Just a few moments ago, if you remember, I was teasing you about Florida becoming a hotspot destination for people who live in the northern states and they just want to experience a warmer winter. Well, two of Florida's most populated cities, Tampa and Miami, made that Wallet Hub recent list of the best warm weather winter holiday destinations in the U.S. Let me give you the full list here. See if you agree with it or not.
All right. Okay,
coming in at number one, numero uno, Las Vegas. Number two, San Diego. Number three, Dallas. Number four, Austin. Number five, Phoenix. Number six, Houston. Number seven, San Francisco. Number eight, Tampa. Number nine, Charleston. Number 10, Miami. I can shoot holes in this list. Big time. I don't know who wrote this list.
Some of the higher-end ones kind of made sense because it already sounded like they had a tourist attraction or two. Like Vegas, for example.
But it's about going to a winter, warmer destination.
Exactly.
A warmer destination.
I think they're accounting for some of the appeal that the places already have.
San Francisco, you can take it off the list. I'm just saying because it's chilly in San Francisco. It really is. I used to have to go through there every week and a half at one time. And they got to know the SFO pretty well. But anyway, even Dallas is questionable in the winter. I mean, Dallas, I did my stint in Dallas. It gets pretty chilly up there. So anyway, we do have a couple of cities that rightly deserve to be in this list, Tampa and Miami.
Oh, for sure. Anything Floridian. I mean, Floridian cities should have probably, just by heat alone, taken up the entirety of that list. I will say, speaking of weather, we're just a little bit past 525 here. We'll get a quick check of that and the roads for you. Looking at the roads here, if you are at the intersection of Gulf Beach Highway and Sorrento Road, you are going to be backed up on Sorrento all the way past Fairfield Drive. It is that far-reaching. That congestion bleeds onto Blue Angel Parkway and pushes you past Lillian Highway, or towards the Lillian Highway. So very, very heavily backed up in that area there. Outside of that, there's not too much going on. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 66 tonight and tomorrow, and Sunday both. Going to have highs in the low 80s, lows in the high 60s.
You know, we're seeing the traffic flow coming out of that west gate on Blue Angel is what we're seeing.
Oh, it's terrible.
Are you seeing any traffic flow coming across the bridge onto, like, Navy Boulevard?
I'll check.
You know, two ways. Usually you have to always enter through the west gate, but they opened it up both areas for the air show.
Right.
So just wondering if that one, while you're looking that up, last jobs report before the 2024 presidential election's out today. And it's not a good one, thanks to an ongoing Boeing strike and natural disasters. Fox business reporter Edwin Lawrence has more at the White House.
We knew this report was going to be bad. We never thought it was going to be this bad. Manufacturing lost 46,000 jobs in this. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that 44,000 of those, about 44,000, could be linked to the strike. And that means manufacturing itself would have lost jobs anyway. And that's been the trend. The report for August and September revised down 112,000 jobs. Now, five of the last six jobs reports were revised down significantly.
Not seeing any congestion on the bridge.
Oh, really?
Unless I'm looking in the wrong area.
No, that's good. That's absolutely, that's great stuff.
Yeah, at least there's somewhere in there that doesn't have congestion.
Going to be talking about an industry coming up in a few minutes here. The boating industry.
Yeah.
They are hurting. Big time hurting. I'll let you know what's going on with that coming up on News Radio 92.3.
And I hinted at this before the break. Escambia County Commissioners drafting an ordinance that will make it illegal to camp on public property. City of Pensacola also passed a similar ordinance last week, and critics feared it would simply send the homeless problem straight to the county. But County Commissioner Mike Kohler says that this ordinance is just an extra layer of protection for the county, and if any lawsuits from it come up.
You know, the questions come up, and we brought it up a couple of days ago here on Pensacola Right Now. Okay, election days away. What if you cast your vote, then you want to change your mind? Do you have any options here? Well, in nearly every state, including Florida, once you've sent that vote by mail ballot or you've cast your vote at an early voting site, it is a done deal, and you can't get it back.
As I said, that should be the case. If you are taking all the more initiative, I'm going to vote early, and this is how I'm going to do it, blah, 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 blah. Then no, come on. We're big boys. We're big girls here. Don't be sitting here going, I think I changed my mind. Like, come on. What?
Well, Foo Foo Festival tonight is underway through November 11th.
Yeah.
Well, there, take that in. A lot of venues across the area. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Vice President Harris is in Battleground, Wisconsin today as she continues efforts to court union workers. Speaking in Janesville.
A union member, if you got a 5-day work week, thank a union member for your sick leave. Thank a union member for your paid vacation leave. Thank thank a union member for paid family leave.
The vice president also planning a rally in Milwaukee this evening. Former President Donald Trump will hold a dueling event nearby, this after an earlier stop in the swing state of Michigan. Fans gathering in Los Angeles. Well, the Dodgers celebrating their World Series win over the New York Yankees this afternoon. Dodgers last won the series in 2020, but did not get a parade at the time due to COVID restrictions. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The IRS is unveiling individual retirement contribution limits for 2025. The agency says those limits will be set at $7,000, which was the same limit for 2024. IRA catch-up contributions for those aged 50 and older will also remain the same at $1,000. Meanwhile, the Bureau of Labor Statistics says non-farm payrolls increased by 12,000 for the month, well off the Dow Jones estimate of 100,000. The unemployment rate held steady at 4.1%. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher, with the Dow gaining 288, the S&P up 23, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by 144. ExxonMobil beat third-quarter earnings expectations, reaching its highest liquids production level in more than four decades. Exxon's net income fell roughly 5% from the last year. That's Your Money Now.
Robinhood is introducing forecast contracts so you can trade the presidential election. Through Robinhood, you can now trade financial derivatives contracts on who will win the U.S. presidential election, Harris or Trump, and watch as contract prices react to real-time market sentiment. Each contract you own will pay $1 on January 8th, 2025, if that candidate is confirmed as the next U.S. president by Congress. Learn more about the presidential election contracts on Robinhood at www.robinhood.com/election. The risk of loss in trading commodity interests can be substantial. You should therefore carefully consider whether such trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Commodity interest trading is not appropriate for everyone. Displayed prices are based on real-time market sentiment. This event contract is offered by Robinhood Derivatives, a registered futures commission merchant and swap firm. Exchange and regulatory fees apply. Learn more at www.robinhood.com/election.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Wendy's Breakfast Burrito. Aaron Rodgers was horrible in the first half against the Texans, but then was vintage Aaron Rodgers in the final 30 minutes to secure a win. The Jets are now 3-6. Rodgers turns 41 in a month. So I was curious if Rodgers has thought at all if these could be the final 8 games of his illustrious career. When I asked Aaron that after the game, he laughed and quickly said no. And I believe him. So ever this Jets season ends, expect Rodgers back with gangrene in 2025. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
All right, gentlemen. This is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable. And one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guard's RealFit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000, void in Mississippi.
Flashlights? Check. Camp stove? Check. Canned goods? Check. Ice chests? Check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas.
To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Brayer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. I am passionate about our community and have made sure our concerns are heard at City Hall. I'm accessible, out walking our neighborhoods and parks, and meeting with citizens to hear concerns about our district. I am always available and ready to listen, respond, and represent. We must continue to have a strong voice, so please re-elect me, your representative for the City of Pensacola. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brayer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need.
It's easy to sign up for text alerts.
Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Afternoon, everybody. This is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. It's Friday night football.
And, indeed.
A lot of games going down here. We talked about the high school matchups a few minutes ago, but we failed to really dig into a couple of teams I want to talk about. UWF, of course, they are a 5-2 overall, 4-1 in GSC play. They got a big game coming up on the road in South Carolina this weekend.
Yeah, man. UWF, I just don't think they're really going to flinch with Erskine. Because just some of the losses they've had, it's one thing to be a bad team, but Erskine just might be one of the worst teams in America.
Okay, what do you think about, is Mac Brown still coaching University of North Carolina?
A lot of people think it's overdue for him to leave, but yes.
He's still there. Because
yes.
I knew Mac when he was in Tulane in New Orleans. He used to coach the Greenway for quite a while.
Really?
Yeah, and so I saw somewhere else in reference Mac Brown, and I thought, same Mac Brown, has to be, you know? Okay, it's going to be FSU, North Carolina, the Tar Heels.
I just think this is going to be an offensive affair, and in regards to offense, first of all, I think Pace High could beat Florida State, but secondly, North Carolina, they have consistently put up a lot of points. 41 at Virginia, they put up 50 on James Madison. Sure, they lost, but they still put up 50 points. They're just putting up too many points for me to look at Florida State and think they have a chance to outlast them here.
SEC football tomorrow, Florida, Georgia.
Man, I really hope Florida makes that a good game, but I just don't think they will. I think Georgia will have a scare, and then they'll pull away and win by about 17.
And so next year, this time, they will be playing the game in the Mercedes Dome in Atlanta. And are they doing that for 2 years at 25 and 26? And then the 27 year they're doing Raymond James down in Tampa.
I got the answer for you.
Okay, good.
Let's see. So they will play. They'll play at Everbank Stadium in 24 and 25. They go to Atlanta in 26, Tampa 27.
Okay, good. Okay, Ole Miss and Arkansas.
Ooh, that is a scare for Ole Miss, but I take the Rebels close.
All right, Vandy Auburn.
Man, once again, that's another tight game, physical, low scoring. Give me Auburn at home.
LSU plays Auburn this Sunday.
Oh yeah, and soccer. Yeah, I was about to say, what are you talking about? But yeah,
no soccer. Tennessee
is still my pick to win that tournament.
They're in town. Maine versus Oklahoma.
Oh my goodness, Oklahoma! As I said, if they lose that one, I said it on a Roll Tide Radio this morning on our sister station. If you lose to Maine, I will go to Norman with a box cutter and cut off the SEC badges.
Be careful.
I'm cutting the badges off those jerseys.
Here's another one of those games: Massachusetts at Mississippi State.
Mississippi State. As I said, if anyone in the conference would lose to UMass, it would be them, but I think they got it easily.
I think this is going to be a killer game. Texas A&M, South Carolina.
That's up there with Ole Miss, Arkansas. Yeah, big upset alert. Yeah, but I've got A&M close. I think they're favored by like 3, though, as of this morning.
And then Kentucky, Tennessee.
If that game were at Lexington and Kentucky and Tennessee was recently riding high, maybe it would have upset alert qualities, but no, Kentucky is just so down right now, and in Neyland, they don't stand a chance.
Okay, we're not going to forget about the Ice Flyers. Oh, no, we're not. They're working to rebound. Remember last weekend, Saturday's loss to Birmingham? They dropped that game 5-2. They are refocusing for games this weekend. They're in Roanoke tonight and tomorrow, and then Fayetteville on Sunday. Next Pensacola home appearance will be Saturday, November 9th against Knoxville in the Bay Center.
And we also do, and I'm sorry, I should have mentioned this sooner because we were talking about college football, but we've got 3 college football games on tonight. Georgia State travels to UConn. San Diego State travels to number 15, Boise State. But between those two games at 6:30, we do have some Floridian football action. South Florida going to Florida Atlantic. Both of those teams have losing records, though.
All right. It's only in November, but one of the dictionary companies is already announcing its word of the year. Fox's Chris Foster reveals the word.
The word of the year, according to the Collins Dictionary people, is brat. Not a badly behaved child, but brat as in confident, independent, hedonistic. The title of the Charlie XCX album released in June, and Brat Summer became an expression.
Yeah, 360, when you're in the memory, what you
say. She wrote on social media, Kamala is brat at the start of Vice President Harris's presidential campaign, and the Harris media team rebranded its social media look to look like her album cover in lime green. Some other words on the dictionary's top 10 list, era, inspired by the name of Taylor Swift's concert tour, delulu, like delusional, yapping, talking for a long time about unimportant things, and raw dogging. Spending a long flight just staring at the seat in front of you. Chris Foster, Fox News.
Who comes up with these?
Well, I've heard of the term raw dogging. Yeah. I've heard of that. I've never heard of it in an airplane context.
I've never heard of it at all.
And number one, brat, in that context that they're saying, I don't think I've ever heard that in my life. And mind you, I'm 23. I'm supposed to be in the prime of my life, especially in a pop culture sense. And I have never heard that. Maybe we talked about it one day when she released that album, but I've never heard that word used out and about.
Don't look at me. I haven't either.
We're so out of touch.
No, I just want to know what segment of the population they're pulling from.
I guess like the 16-year-olds.
Okay, that's exactly right. They should disclaim one of the demographics in this sample base.
Right.
18-24, 25-49, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, it must not have been 23-year-olds or Chris-year-olds. All righty, 545 on the
You're
nose
so
here.
Kind.
Yeah, so vague. 545 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update's brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, a lot of the air show traffic has broken up, but there is still a lot on Sorrento Road if you're traveling towards Gulf Beach Highway. Also some on Blue Angel Parkway near the intersection with Highway 98. That is runoff from that congestion. Outside of that, it's just Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 66 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs in the low 80s, lows in the high 60s. It's warm, but that's not too bad.
I know when I was working in two cities, New York and in Los Angeles, both you get the holiday time of year, for instance. I'll give you an example. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, yeah.
You never knew how many friends you had in life until they wanted to crash in your apartment. You know, you look up and you got 11 people laying on the floor going, who are these people? Same with the Rose Bowl in Los Angeles. People would come in for that, and you would look around going, who are all these people? Anyway, yeah. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I love this parade. NYC at its finest. Fox's Michelle Polino has the details.
It's that time again for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, set to air live on NBC on November 28th, beginning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern. The parade kicks off on Manhattan's Upper West Side and ends at Macy's Herald Square flagship store, hosted again by today's Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, and Al Roker. The 98th annual Macy's parade lineup is being billed as the largest yet. Ariana Maddox, T-Pain, and Joey McIntyre are among the celebrities featured. Last year, the annual event drew the most viewers in history, with nearly 30 million viewers across NBC, Peacock, and the Encore telecast. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I'll tell you what I did.
What was that?
I actually got licensed to fly Big Santa.
Really?
The big float.
Yeah.
I went down to Universal, and they actually certify you to fly these floats. It's like a 30-member team to handle these huge floats. Anyway, you got to go in there, and you got to learn how to turn it in like a warehouse and all. But I was certified to fly Big Santa. I could have gone to Macy's and been on that crew to do that. Mm. But I went down to Florida Universal and got certified for that.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, and the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, it's something that, and this is like you with the Hallmark movies, like I feel the same way about those, Chris, where it's like, okay, I don't watch it, but I appreciate what it resembles. That's like how my mom is with Thanksgiving football.
Yeah.
Right? Like it resembles that time of year.
I love the Hallmark movies, you know that.
Yeah, we saw an advertisement, and I mean, your face lit up, man.
I do love that. Hey, something that faces aren't going to be lighting up, especially if you have something to do with the boating industry. Not experiencing a very smooth sailing this time around. Financially, it's rough. Fox Business reporter Ashley Webster is reporting this afternoon from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Sales of used boats are down 12.4%, but new boat sales, if you got the money, are actually up 9.1%. And here at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, the five-day event will generate some $900 million or more in direct sales. In other words, the rich in the luxury sector are doing just fine. And I'm told that the super rich love these amazing boats because they provide the ultimate in security and privacy. Charter boats and chartering is the big boom right now, and we're seeing a lot more of that.
All right. Just about 5:49 here. We'll take a quick break. But first, Wall Street closing higher to start the month of November. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 288 points to 4252. S&P 500 added 23 points to 5728. And the NASDAQ rose 144 points to 18239. When we come back, Jennifer Lopez, she is, I guess, officially releasing her statement on the whole Donald Trump, Tony Hinchcliffe, Puerto Rico joke controversy. Yes, we're still talking about it. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hello, Milton voters. My name is Ashley Fretwell, and I am running for Milton City Council. I am a graduate of Milton High School and hold a bachelor's degree in nursing from the University of Alabama. With over 15 years in the medical field, I have learned what it means to be a leader, not a follower. Our council needs fresh ideas, integrity, and transparency. On Tuesday, November 5th, I ask that you vote for me, Ashley Fretwell, for a competent, caring, and committed Milton City Council.
Paid and approved by Ashley Fretwell, candidate for Milton City Council, Ward 4, Seat 1.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
This is Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4. I'm running for our children, to protect their innocence, and to get back to educational basics without indoctrination. I'm a Naval Academy grad, 28-year Navy pilot, and former Desert Storm Task Group commander. I'm also proudly endorsed by former Superintendent Malcolm Thomas. Children are our hope and future. I will defend them as I did our nation. Vote Rich for School Board District 4.
Paid for by Rich Holsnick, candidate for Escambia County School Board District 4.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
.553 News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Another great weekend in Pensacola. Just weather-wise, just all these great events happening. A lot of sun and mild temps will greet visitors, of course, and did so today to the Blues Homecoming Air Show. They'll do it again tomorrow. The Foo Foo Fest underway, the Gulf Coast Arts Fest, the Greek Fest, and the SEC Women's Soccer Championships underway Sunday through the 10th at Ashton-Brosnahan. That's quite a lineup for a weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, hinted at this before the break, Jennifer Lopez saying that the Donald Trump campaign offended every Latino in this country with their jokes against Puerto Rico. And the pop star, whose parents are from Puerto Rico, spoke yesterday at a Kamala Harris rally in Las Vegas. She expressed outrage at a joke made during the Madison Square Garden rally for Trump, of course, about Puerto Rico being a floating island of garbage. Lopez says it wasn't just Puerto Ricans who were offended. In her words, it was every Latino in the country. It was humanity and anyone of decent character. And she added, this is our country, too.
Okay, GOP leading Democrats by a sizable margin in early voting results across Florida. Polls showing former President Trump comfortably leading across the state. Here are the statewide early voting stats for the day. Republicans, 1,904,974. Democrats, that's the Republican numbers. Democrats, 1,018,259. And independent voters, 732,461. We want to kind of bring that snapshot a little bit local. Let me do a local view here. Escambia County, 48,479 Republicans, 26,167 Democrats, 12,808 independent voters. Tappy Villain over in Santa Rosa telling us, she's, of course, the supervisor of elections, reporting 47,780 Republicans, 10,895 Democrats, and 10,019 independent voters.
All righty. Just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Look, luckily, I will have some good news to report on. Let's see what we got here. Still got some pretty heavy backups on Highway 98. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards Bauer Road. Probably some runoff from the air show traffic. Also have some issues at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Highway 98 as well. So those two areas still dealing with some backups. But outside of that, it doesn't look like there's much It doesn't look like there's much going on outside of the usual areas, Pine Forest Road, Gulf Breeze Parkway, so on and so forth. As for the weather this evening, 77 degrees, low of 66 tonight, and this weekend's going to have mostly sunny days, highs in the low 80s, lows in the high 60s.
Okay, Escambia commissioners are drafting an ordinance making it illegal to camp on public property. Now, the state has already put into place a law that prohibits sleeping or camping in public spaces. Pensacola passed a similar ordinance. And now critics are concerned it would send the homeless problem to Escambia County. Escambia Commissioner Mike Kohler confirms the ordinance is an extra layer of what he calls legal protection.
So we basically put something out that's going to be voted on December 12th, basically saying you can't camp on public property.
Okay, look for Escambia County to vote on approving the ordinance. That will happen on December 12th.
Alrighty, and rapper Young Thug being freed from prison after he renegotiated a plea deal in his Georgia trial. I was about to say, the look that you gave me implies you may not know who this is. Thug was indicted in 2022 related to charges of running an alleged gang called Young Slime Life. Yesterday, Thug agreed to change his plea to guilty, and the state of Georgia allowed him to return home. He was given a commuted sentence of 5 years, which he's already served in prison and will now spend the next 15 on probation. If he violates the terms of his probation, he'll have to serve 20 years. I will just say this. I can't take it seriously when it's written as if Thug is his last name. Young Thug, and they're like, Thug was indicted.
I want to see hands driving out here tonight.
Hold
keep
up those
one on
hands the wheel.
If you want to know, if you really know what he's talking about.
I've heard of Young Thug. I'm sure I would recognize a song or two by him, but I don't listen to him. A lot of modern music I don't really listen to.
I guarantee you we have something in common there.
yeah, we don't know much about Young Thug.
Okay, let's talk about a guy that we possibly are familiar with his music as we transition across the broad diversity spectrum this afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, an appeals court sides with Ed Sheeran, and Michelle Polino has the details.
Thinking out loud. Ed Sheeran has won another battle for his song Thinking Out Loud. A U.S. appeals court agreed with the lower court's dismissal to uphold the decision that Sheeran's 2014 hit did not illegally copy Marvin Gaye's 1973 classic, Let's Get It On. The lawsuit was filed in 2018 by Structured Asset Sales, which owns the rights to the Gaye song that previously belonged to co-writer Ed Townsend. The British singer-songwriter defeated a separate copyright lawsuit from Townsend's heirs, who own a separate share of the Gaye song, in May of last year. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty. Yeah, I remember hearing about that a little while back.
Yeah.
As far as Ed, and I am more familiar with, off the top of my head, I'm more familiar with his music, but even he's someone that I don't really go out of my way to listen to. I'm one of the old, I look at these kids today and I'm like the whippersnappers out
but
here.
But you're absolutely right. We did we were forwarding that story because we did it a couple of months ago. But then we just wanted to give you the latest update in terms of what old Ed was up to.
Absolutely. And Arizona's attorney general is investigating if former President Trump violated state law by making a death threat against former Congresswoman Liz Cheney during remarks last night. Democrat Chris Mays told some local news outlet that she asked her criminal division chief to look into the statement and see if it violates Arizona law. Mays added that she's not prepared right now to say whether it was a threat or not, but said it's not helpful as they try to keep peace at polling places. Apparently, it was during an interview with Tucker Carlson in Glendale. Trump said that Cheney wouldn't be such a radical war hawk if she had guns trained on her face. Trump's campaign later attempted to clarify his comments, saying that he was talking about warmongers who are very quick to start wars and send other Americans to fight them rather than go into combat themselves.
Let me just tell you, Pinair Credit Union launching its Old Glory Flag Retirement Program. This is good stuff here. Now, this is nice. This is positive stuff. This is a new initiative dedicated to the respect, retirement of old, worn, and tattered American flags. If you want to retire your flag, just take it to any Pinair branch, and it will be retired with honor.
Really?
Kudos going out. Pinair Credit Union. Now, those are some great community partners.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.